have been working with, you know, like, and one of the things that struck me the other day was when Mercedes was talking during, how many came to the liver flush? I mean, the kidney flush thing. So some of you may or may not have heard about what she was talking about, but she was connecting how doing this kidney flush somehow maybe energetically related to fear, like sort of comparing between, you know, is it true that the kidneys are related to the emotion fear? You know, so right now some of you are doing an experiment to see, you know, if that's true or not for you. To see if doing such a cleanse will actually change the vibration of how you approach your life, the things that you feel afraid of, and the things that cause us to act contrary to worldview, you know. And so for me, when I'm listening to Geshe Michael talk about all of these points about, you know, being a teacher, you know, and I'm like, am I doing that? Am I doing that? Am I not doing that? You know, like, and of course, this is sort of what we're supposed to be doing. You know, one of the parts of the Lung was self-reflection while you're in this teaching, right? You're listening and you're going. But I can say that that can go in kind of a wrong direction, because culturally we are, I guess you could say we're always beating ourselves up. You know, I don't think we live in a culture that has had the upbringing where we haven't kind of like been made to feel bad, like we feel bad about things, you know, we feel guilty about things. So I think that there's a fine balance between that self-reflection, looking at ourselves, but taking it with from the perspective of looking with our worldview in a way, like take that Mahamudra approach, like pull back and not get so self-involved, not let the you think you are as that thing get so involved with the self-reflection, right? It's just information. Take it as information. And then, you know, you have something to work with where you don't get so, you know, afraid, overly involved, overly emotional about it. Because that's not worldview. You know, and it's difficult. It's difficult for me. I am my worst self-critic. You know, I'm like, oh my God, that thing I did. You know, and we go over it. You know, did I do that? Oh my God, I'm screwed for life. You know, like, you go, no, really. You know, like last night was difficult. You know, we're purging up all these things. You know, and then you're like, is it really gone? I don't know. You know, there's doubt. There's doubt, right? Sometimes there's doubt. And that's why studying over and over and over and over and over again the proofs of how karma works and, you know, emptiness, like, that is our saving grace. That's our refuge. To not allow ourselves to get so sucked into self-existent, it's stuck. It's going to be like that forever. I can't get rid of it. My past is fixed. I don't know. The future, maybe. So this is, I don't know, like, so then I segued into thinking a little bit more about, well, what is it that I'm afraid of? You know? What is it that I'm afraid of? And then it moved into, like, this idea of, that Geshe Michael talked about last night. And I was thinking about, like, he was like, well, one day there'll be a time where there'll be nobody speaking you and me. Our language will change, you know, there'll be new pronouns, or there won't be any pronouns at all. And sometimes I find there's comfort in talking and words and ideas, and it gets a little more uncomfortable to look someone in the eyes, to make a heart connection with another human being. It's challenging, it's difficult. We walk down the street, we don't look at everybody. Sometimes we don't look at each other. I mean, at this retreat, maybe we, you know, trying to keep ourselves inward, but for the most part, making a heart connection with others is very, very difficult sometimes. Can you look into someone else's eyes and see them as you? Can we do that? Can we challenge ourselves to go to that place of you are me? You know? And so I thought we'd try an experiment today. I don't know why. I just thought it would be kind of interesting. I don't know if any of you have ever done a gazing activity. Like, how many here has done kind of like some kind of gazing activity, like Sufi gazing or, okay. It's like looking into someone else's eyes with somewhat unwavering, right? It's not easy. Like, just try it. And we're gonna try that. Because I think to have a visceral experience of sitting with one other human being and being present with them is kind of what we're after in our meditation, right? It's kind of what we're after, that single pointed, wah, get into the zone with your lama. And frankly, if we are able to do this with other people in our lives, you know, like just kind of like, I think that will help support our meditation. And then that meditation we do will support our daily life. And then what? Where is it going to go? Single point of focus, both on the cushion and off the cushion. I feel that's kind of exciting, you know, like they talk about what you do on the cushion is what you do on the cushion, and then in between sessions is most of your day. Right? So let's give it a shot. I thought that we could get together, just beeline to somebody you don't know. And if you pair up with somebody you do know, it doesn't matter, but try to find somebody that you don't know, because you'll probably feel more comfortable sitting with someone you do know. Right? I can get, meet me and Brooks, we probably could do it. You know, gaze and like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, it might be harder with somebody I don't know very well, you know? Maybe. So let's everyone gently find a partner and sit somewhere, and then I'll take you through the exercise. Okay. And if there's an odd number, I will also gaze. So consider this, you know, a meditation, right? With your eyes open. We're going to first start. You're going to pick the partner who's going to gaze first. And and the other partner is going to close their eyes. And it's going to be this kind of situation where someone's looking at you and you're not seeing them and their facial expressions, and you kind of let go, but you're like, oh my gosh, what are they thinking about me? You know, like what? And I'm going to ask you to just drop it. Just try to relax. And then the person who's gazing, look at them with all of your heart. Try to see them as someone with the same wishes, desires, hopes, fears, all that. So one person decide who's going to close your eyes, and the other person, right? And you just begin to take a moment to soften yourself. Soften your breath. Allow for the moment to happen. Gazer, what are you observing about this person? This is just simple visual observations. No judgments, just observations. And perhaps there are some feelings that arise, or what we might call imaginations, maybe something you might imagine about what you observe. Notice what comes up. Are those imaginings true? Now slowly, the one who is being gazed at, gently open your eyes and look at the person in front of you. Person that was just gazing, begin to gently close your eyes. and the one gazing observes. Just takes in information about what you see, what your senses are taking in. And then notice if you, in your observation, feelings arise or some kind of imaginings about the person. Maybe you imagine that from the look on their face, they look happy. And you think maybe they're happy or they're a little tired. And then ask yourself if that's true, what you're imagining. Now the person who is being gazed at, you can slowly open your eyes and look across at the person in front of you. And meet each other in this place. Language of the heart. May move you in different kinds of ways, and don't resist them. A chuckle is not unheard of in this kind of exercise. Tears. Meeting on a different plane, a different level, a different energy. We don't really know who's sitting in front of us. We imagine who we think they are, but we really have no idea who they really are. And take a moment to both slowly close your eyes to release this moment of gazing. Be with your body and mind and present, but feel them still there. Really there. So we're all going to stand up together, and what I'd like to do is just kind of form a circle, and we're just going to like briskly walk around the room to move, distribute the drops, because a lot of concentration just happened, and just get in kind of a circle and just go around counterclockwise. Like around the stupa. Woo. Okay, just start walking. And if you, you know, if you have to walk in couples, don't worry. Just do it. Just go. Like use the whole room so we can, yeah. Keep going around. And shake out your body as you're going around, okay? Shake it out. Wiggle, shake. This is your distribution of your prana. I mean, shake a lot, like a wet dog, okay? And turn to face the inner part of the circle. And everybody just find a hand to the right and to your left. And you and we're gonna take this and dedicate it, and then we're gonna mash out the yoga. So may all beings everywhere be happy and free. I mean, this is, to me, this is what it means. Like, you're together, we've made a connection, and now beyond this group, we send it out to other beings. The power that's happening here is so radical, and we have every opportunity to make ripples, like radical ripples of love from this center out into the world. So we're going to chant this mantra, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Right. Okay. We'll just call and respond. And then you think, okay, you're going to send the circuit. You're going to send it through a circuit, right, to each other. Then out beyond these walls to this whole planet. And the third time we do it, we go out to the planets that we... they've got to exist, okay? Like, they must exist. We're going to just start the call and response, so just to get that flat. Loka.
Loka.
Samasta.
Samasta.
Sukhino.
Sukhino.
Bhavantu.
Loka,
samasta.
Samasta.
Sukhino.
Sukhino.
Bhavantu.
Bhavantu.
Loka samasta.
Loka samasta.
Sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu.
Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu.
Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Samasta sukhino bhavantu.
Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu.
Together three more times. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Okay, get on the mats and let's do some yoga. But we just did some yoga, you know? This is all yoga. This is the yoga of the heart. Opening the heart. So come to the front of your mat, feet hip width apart, palms to your side. Standing at the front of your mat. And take stock in your presence now, your own feeling in your body, in your heart, and in your mind. Be present with yourself on the mat, but without losing the connection that you have just made with everyone else around you in the room and beyond this room. Exhale all the air out. Inhale, hands to your heart. Exhale, press your palms back behind you. Inhale, up to the sky. Exhale, fold forward and down, clasp your hands behind your back. Inhale, left leg back, knee to the ground, point the toe, stretch the heart forward. Exhale to plank. Knees, chest, and chin. Inhale up into cobra, low cobra. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, left foot floats between the hands, back knee down, Exhale the right leg forward, fold, clasp the hands. Inhale, reach up to the sky, lengthen, a gentle arch, and then exhale, fold right back down, clasp your hands behind your back. Inhale, right leg floats back, long, back knee to the ground, extend the toe, back to plank, and exhale, knees, chest and chin. Inhale up, cobra, exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, float the right foot forward, back knee down. Smile like Ami, please. Yay! She's got the best smile. Exhale, forward. Uttanasana. Smiling is very important in yoga. If you ever watch Geshe Michael, he's always smiling when he's doing yoga. It's beautiful. Come up to stand. Exhale, hands to the heart. All the way down to your sides. Inhale, hands to the heart. Exhale, hands down and back. Inhale, reach your hands up to the sky. Gentle arch. Exhale, fold forward and down. Clasp the hands. Inhale, left foot steps back. Long lunge, back knee down. And back to plank. Exhale, knees, chest melts right between the thumbs. Plant the pelvis, come up into cobra, lift and open the shoulder girdle. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, left foot floats forward. So this is very soft, gentle movement. And step forward to Uttanasana, clasp the hands. Inhale, reach up to the sky. Now take it all the way. Now hold the pose. Feel this lengthening. Root down through your feet. Soften the shoulders. Reach up through the fingertips. Lift up onto your toes. Come up onto your toes for the balance. If you fall, be happy about that. Don't worry. Exhale, release the heels down and flat back fold all the way over. Clasp the hands. Inhale, right foot floats back to the lunge. Exhale, plank position, knees, chest, and chin. As you inhale to cobra, everybody, keep the pelvis on the floor. Point your toes and lift up the chest. Now everybody lift your hands up, just the hands. Just lift them up. Okay, so that's low cobra, technically. Take your hands off the ground. Everybody, feet on the ground, hands off the ground. Feet on the ground, hands off the ground. That's low cobra, okay? Now, press the fronts of your feet on the ground a little more and then lift up the chest without the hands. Now place the hands, and that's where your cobra is. Take it up a little bit higher with some support, but not that much higher that you couldn't hold it up yourself. Yeah, exhale, downward facing dog. Doing the cobra with integrity helps protect the lower back. We're going to float that right foot forward into a lunge. Look up, stretch the heart forward, shine. Exhale, Uttanasana, forward fold. Clasp the hands. Pause here for a moment. Now everybody, take your clasped hands and bring them down to your sacrum. And bend the elbows a lot. Bend the elbows, but keep the hands clasped. Palms are together, clasped. Now everybody take a deep breath, shoulder blades draw on the back, the elbows slightly draw together. But now you're gonna feel like you're gonna try to pull the palms apart. So it presses the heart towards your thighs. Now stretch the arms long and away from the sacrum. If you feel some more space there, it builds some heat in the body. On the next inhale, sweep up to stand. Reach up long, press down through your feet, come up onto your toes. Mukha Urdhva means face upward. Your mouth is upward. Does everyone know that pose? He knows it. Mukha Urdhva means smile. And exhale, everybody's going to come down really hard like this. Watch, stay up here. And Tribhusa drops. Okay, come back, bring your hands here. Come up onto your toes again. And you're going to slowly lower it down. If you have knee considerations, you can find another way to get down to the ground. But you're just going to slowly, slowly release down. No need to be a hero in yoga. The hero listens to their body and makes sure that they're not doing anything to hurt it. But you know your edges, right? So you gotta listen, pay attention. You wanna have a longevitous career of yoga. Okay. That's what it means to be a hero to me. Okay, left leg out, right leg in. Try to find that nay, right? The crucial point at the perennial floor. Reach up the hands. And with a flat back, hinge at the hip, belly right over the thigh. If your belly does not come to the thigh, don't worry. Just stay stay in the posture that feels you get a nice movement of prana. Place the hands somewhere on the shin or thigh or foot. And breathe through the chakra. Inhale, reach up, gracefully switch your legs, readjust, and then exhale, turn toward that right leg and reach everything out of that hip girdle up and out, and then hinge at the hip, placing the hands where necessary. So I'd like to encourage as an inner method today that sometimes in our yoga practice, we do have judgments that come up. We do compare ourselves to others. We have imaginings, if you will. What I'm encouraging you to do is kind of drop the imaginings and move into observation of sensation. The information that you're receiving from this pose in this moment, not from previous moments you did the pose where you did it better or worse, you know, what it is now. Inhale, come up. Exhale, release the hands down, bring the feet together, Baddha Konasana. Pull the buttocks out from underneath you, get some space so you're right on the sit bones. Inhale out of the pelvis, exhale, gently fold. Keep a straight spine. You want to keep a nice straight spine, but then relax once you move into the pose. Relax. Inhale, come up. Cross the legs together, slap the mat, and jump back. Vinyasa, here you can do Chaturanga Dandasana, lower plank and upward facing dog, or just do the knees, chest, and chin, which is perfectly wonderful. Come to downward facing dog. Open your fingers nice and wide. Make a commitment to be here with those sensations. Maybe they're uncomfortable. I practice a lot with a crooked neck, you know? I mean, we all have a little something going on, but don't bring all your attention to that sensation. There's other sensations that are happening, right? Notice them all. Inhale, you're gonna step or jump through your hands and then come to lay on your back. identify your left foot. Place it on top of your right thigh, right hand to the left leg, left hand to the sky, open like a book. So you're now going to twist to the left, but that leg is going to the right. And make friends with your neighbors. Okay, here we have this issue like, oh my God, I'm so close, I can't touch the person next to me. You just held hands! You just held hands and like sent a message out to save the world. Like, be nice, like hold their neck, you know, maybe, you know what I mean? Like, it's really nice to make that connection. We're shy, right? I mean, it's also, well, I don't want to get into someone else's personal space and, well, you know, but, and that's important to recognize too, but where are we at? Inhale, come back to center. Right foot on top of the left thigh. Left hand to that right thigh. Right thigh. Right hand to the sky. Open like a book. Twisting at the second chakra. What's the sensation? No judgment, observation. Presence. And then watch it pass like a cloud, like it's just a thought, right? Just pass like a cloud across the blue sky of your mind.
I'm going to encourage you to keep the shoulder down. Is it hard to? You can pull out of it this way.
Inhale to center. Grab a hold of that right leg. Rock yourself up to sit. Pull the flesh out from underneath your sit bones and come into Paschimottanasana. So here you're going to engage the thighs, feet together, flex the ankles, reach up high to the sky, pull out of that hips girdle. If you don't have enough space, pull more flesh out, right? Then start to hinge at the hips. If you cannot bring your belly to your thighs, just bring your hands down to your shins. And then you're going to slowly pull yourself forward. And relax your head a little bit. Get a full Western stretch. Inhale, reach up to the sky, cross your legs, slap the mat, vinyasa. Hold the pose for 5 breaths. If you need to come down out of it, if it's too much, just gauge the sensation. But know when you're kind of cutting the, you know, I guess you could say you hit your edge. Sometimes a yoga happens once you cross that edge a little bit. Just take it one more breath. Inhale, float your left foot forward between your hands. Bring the back knee closer to that front heel. Right hand, starting at the left. And you just kind of bring it all the way around. Take a look all the way behind you, all the way up. And then elbow to the outside, palms together. So for some of you who've been practicing Lady Naguma, I want to give you a challenge. Don't do it if you don't feel inspired to do it. You can move that back knee back a little bit and lift up the back leg. And that's all. And if it's too much, don't do it. And smile about what you're doing. Be happy. Joy is kind of like you're using the result as the path, right? You're just like kind of fake it till you make it, even if maybe you don't feel so joyful. Do you feel joyful? Everybody should. There you go. Do I feel joyful? I don't know. You know, watch. Okay, place your hands to the ground. Good job. Step forward, fold, Uttanasana. Option to take either yoga toe lock or slide the hands under. And if for you it's tough to get those legs straight, put your hands on your shin bones and try to get the legs semi-straight, like slight microbend in the knee. Energy of the thighs, the inner thighs moving up and back. Then let your torso pour out of the hips like a waterfall. Head and neck completely relaxed. Exhale, start to squat down between your legs, come to sit. Okay, so you thought we were gonna skip all of the gathering exercises by now, right? But we're gonna do some ab work. Ha ha ha. Everyone's like, no. Okay, so on your seat, because this is like what? Oh, you know the other side? Right. Okay, yeah, you're right. So come back up. Sorry. I was ahead of myself. Everyone, that's why everyone looked confused. Okay, so left foot back, right leg forward, back knee to the ground. And then take that left hand and slide it all the way around. See, it's very true what they say about the students teaching the class. It's so true. Your bodies tell no lies. Okay, exhale, bring your palms to the floor, step forward. Fold, Uttanasana. Okay, and now squat down. For the inevitable torture session. No, I'm just kidding. This is where you gotta get really joyful, okay? So you're up like this. Has anyone ever gone to Darren Rhodes' yoga hour? No one's ever done that. He has cosmic abs, okay? So we've just like sent Loka Samasta out to the cosmos, and now we're just gonna send some more, okay? So you go to one side and then the other. And this is a gathering. This is gathering. Okay, ready? Here we go. So you're on the right hip first and you're kind of rowing along. And then you go to the left hip. Sending love to the universe. Aisha likes this, right? She does this all the time. To the left. Okay, you should be getting tired by now. Oh my God. Okay, now hold it here. Hold. Hold. Bring in. Release a little bit. Bring in. Release a little bit. Okay, slowly. Come down, down, down. Oh. Just relax for a second. And only a second. rock up to sit. Identify your left foot, cross it over your right leg. Option to take that leg behind you if you can keep that, the other leg behind you if you can keep the sit bones to the ground. Then reach the right arm up and around and come into the twist, Ardha Matsyendrasana. So here you have an option, like Ami here, she does this twist with a hook, okay? If you find that your shoulder's collapsing in this pose, right, and the heart, let's just say she's like crunching down, then, you know, that's not what we want. We want an upright spine, and if you can do it better by keeping the arm here, then do that. And bring every part of your body into this. Like, don't leave the fingers out. You are a complete Lam Rim. Okay, we're not going to leave out part of the Lam Rim here, which means your toes are involved, your fingers are involved, your eyelashes are involved. Take a deep breath. Twist a little bit more open to that left. And exhale, release, counter twist. And then we do the Rockette thing. Left hand comes up and around. And as you take the twist, right, that left hip, take the twist, just feel it first, right? Right hand's behind you, fingertips to the floor or palm to the floor. And you want to try to root the left hip back and the right hip forward to keep the hips stabilized while you're moving through the twist. Inhale. Exhale. One more inhale, take a deep opening, look over that right shoulder. And exhale, release the pose, come out of it, counter twisting the other way. Cross the legs and vinyasa. Downward facing dog. Inhale, walk or jump your feet forward. Exhale, fold. Inhale, reach your hands up to the sky and clasp the hands. You can make a pointer finger if you like. And then on the next exhale, we take one more inhale, root down through your feet, and then side bend to the right. You're going to open that left side. And inhale, come up. And exhale. To the left. Notice sensations, no judgment. And really, we're looking at something else. More on that in a minute. Inhale, lift up. Exhale, fold over your thighs. Inhale, look up. Exhale, step your right foot back, your left foot back and your right foot back. Plank position. Exhale, knees, chest, and chin. Inhale up. Cobra pose. Now pause in the cobra, low cobra, bend your knees. And reach up back and get your ankles. If you don't have this pose, don't worry. Just bend the knees. And you keep your palms where they are and press yourself up. It's better to do it that way to start if you can't reach your ankles. Then everybody, press down through your hips, lift up through the chest by itself. Then let the ankles carry you back, pull you back. Flex the ankles and the toes a little bit of energy in those toes. Smile across at your neighbor. Are you grumpy yet? No, we're happy yogis. Yay! That's better. And exhale, release. Relax your head to one side. Is it warm and toasty? Yay! Then roll onto your back, bring your knees into your chest, and you're going to just rock back and forth, that horse roll thing. So you hold the backs of your thighs and rock back and forth. And it's kind of like on each side, because we're trying to actually access those two side channels to kind of open them up a little bit. And you notice horses kind of do roll like kind of crooked. So a little bit on the left, a little bit on the right, a little bit in the center. Redistributing the energy. And then from here, you're going to come straight into either shoulder stand or half shoulder stand, one or the other. Yogi's and yogini's choice. And we're going to hold this pose for a little bit. And if you need to come down, you just come down. And you can come into like a bridge pose if you don't want to just totally poop out. But try to hold the pose. We're going to hold it for at least a minute. It's not that long. It's usually about 10 to 15 breaths. But I would encourage that when you are in the practice of observing, right, His Holiness the First Panchen Lama spoke about how there are a lot of meditations that really aren't meditation. Just watching the sensation in and of itself will not necessarily get you where you want to go. So I encourage you in this pose specifically to apply your best emptiness understanding to the sensation that you are experiencing. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. And perhaps no feeling around it at all, just sensation. Now, if you're in a half shoulder stand, stay in the half. And if you're in a full shoulder stand, then come into plow pose. Optional to take your hands and clasp them behind your back. Toes do not need to touch the ground, but if you can do so, do so. And then when you're ready, slowly, slowly roll out with control. Plant your hands on the ground behind you and try to keep your head on the ground when you come up. And we'll prepare for fish pose. So take your legs out straight in front of you. Connect the feet and ankles. Open those yogi toes. And then start to gently draw your shoulder blades underneath the back. You're actually kind of wiggling the shoulders up a little bit towards the ears, then nestling them underneath so they can relax. Then you can relax the shoulders down and the heart is nicely propped up. Engage the elbows now into the ground and then press through the elbows to get that spine off the ground, keeping the hips on the ground. Crown of the head naturally will move towards the floor. And then slowly release down. You're gonna tuck the chin first. Nice. And then from here, you're gonna roll over onto your belly and come into child's pose. And from here, we're just gonna, we'll watch a demo of, we have time for headstand, yay, and shavasana. So we're gonna do headstand prep. And if you just all look here with Brandy, I just wanna make sure everybody's doing it correctly, because you can really hurt your neck in this pose. And it's also not so great to just jump up into it. To develop core strength is really essential. So first you want to measure and see how she overlaps her fingers, because if she didn't overlap her fingers, the base of this triangle will not support her. It's one of those unequilateral triangles and you just teeter in the pose. So she overlaps quite a bit and then pivots her elbows and hands to a point. So she'll have an equilateral triangle here. Then places her head in between the palms and then comes up. So hold on, come back down. So for some of you, this is where you're gonna be. And this is headstand. There was somebody, I think it's Jane Schwab, she just did this beautiful book on chair yoga. And there's people that can't even stand on their heads. So she gets them to put their hands on the crown of their head and just put pressure there. It's really beautiful, you know, like anybody can do this. So now, for you who can get your head on the ground, this is enough to put pressure on that chakra. Then, for additional pressure, she lifts up into a simple downward dog, right? That's it. Then for additional, she walks her feet forward. And as she gets here, this could be enough too, like that's about all, otherwise she might fall over. But she comes a little further, and with control can start to come up. Now for some of you, you might want to just practice getting one leg off the ground, then the other leg off the ground. She'll come back down and demo that. Just one leg, and then the other leg. And that's, yeah. And like it's just, you should be able to, with control, right? Okay. Let's do it. And who knows, today you might just float up like Lady Naguma to the sky, and you know, you never know. All right, come into your pose for today and rejoice about what you can do today, because there's a lot of people in this world that can't do anything. Very, you know, ones who have just died, ones who, you know, there's a lot to be super duper looper grateful for. And to smile about.
So come on down. Come down. Yeah. You can keep your hands further apart. That's okay. Yeah. Is it hurt your shoulders?
So when you need to come into child's pose, then come into child's pose. We'll just have a few more breaths for those in the pose. And again, if you ever have any tension or pain in your neck, you must tell the instructor, just let us know, because there might be something going on that we can help you make the proper adjustments. And then slowly come down and say,
so in your pose, I love that you came up. Bring your elbows together and I think you will nail it. I can usually come up, but I can't come up that way. So today I've got less confidence.
And everybody in child's pose? And then you'll just slowly make your way into final relaxation posture. Be sure you're warm, you know. We won't be here for too long, but we'll just, it gets cold in this room quite quickly, so have socks and such. And it's helpful for our adjusters if you face inward. So we can do a little Shavasana assist. And if you don't want that, you can put your hands on your belly if you prefer not to be touched today. And we'll, I think, continue that awareness meditation, applying your best understanding of emptiness to the thoughts that arise in your mind, which are related to, many times related to, sensations. Notice the sensations, the feelings, the thoughts, and then kind of, if you notice one, dive into, where is that coming from? And I also like to ask, is it true? Is it some self-existent truth that's arising in my mind right now? But be the logician, the gentle logician.
breath.
And become aware of your body. Aware of the sensations in your fingers and toes. And start to draw your limbs in towards your torso, hug them in. And slowly roll to your left side. And press yourself up to sit. And then if you feel moved to, hold the person's hand next to you. It's kind of nice, you know, again. There's no obligation, you know. Make a connection with the people next to you if you can. And then we'll make an offering. We'll make an offering again. May all beings everywhere see where the world is coming from and imagine a world of what it would be like if we all did, and make that a prayer. Because that will save the planet. And you can prove it to yourself logically. You can work with it logically. But then the seed in your heart, a certain kind of logical faith, right? Like, let it burst forth from your heart with a deep feeling for that wish. Coupled with wisdom. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Samasta sukhino bhavantu. One more. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. To the highest in all of you. Thank you so much. Namaste. So that's it. Just take that out into your day and